The Prentice School Board met Monday evening and formally made a recommendation to go to referendum for additional monies to upgrade some of the school buildings in the Prentice School District. We spoke with Prentice School District Administrator Randy Bergman.
We have aging buildings that are not efficient and getting older. And we also have Ogama Elementary building that's getting older. And we'd like to see the kids all under one roof for security reasons, plus for educational reasons.
Tell us about that referendum that was approved Monday evening by the school board.
The original referendum is going to be for $8.5 million. And that will be to close the Ogama school building and to add an elementary wing onto the Prentice school, take down a couple areas that are pretty old, a 1938 building, and another part of a building where we have elementary students that sits on a slab that is not in very good shape anymore. And also it would help to fix up some other areas in the 60s portion of our building.
Now, as far as a referendum is concerned, this has to be put in front of the voters?
Yes, it does. It'll go to the April 3rd election.
Are there going to be any public meetings or anything to explain the referendum to the public?
There will be. We sent out surveys earlier this year to see the tolerance of our taxpayers because we do have older buildings. And at first we decided that maybe we needed to scrap everything we had and start over. But because it's still hard times in the area and the school board understood that we're going to take an approach of doing what we can now. And then in 15 or 20 years, complete our project. We're going to do just one story of the building, of an original two-story building, but it can be added on later on to complete for all new building later on. The Prentice School District is a great school district for kids. We do a very great job with all the students educationally. And now we just have to have some rooms that will be available that are up to date for our STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And I want our taxpayers to know that they can call and come in anytime. We are going to run some meetings from now until election time, but we want them all to be informed of why we need it, and they can come in firsthand to see why we need to have this construction and remodeling done.
Our thanks to Prentice School District Administrator Randy Bergman.